Well, there were a lot of weird things about that game. In particular, the moment where Jason Garrett slammed the coach's challenge flag in front of an official, and the official then threw a flag on Garrett for whatever Garrett did and said. So we thought we would call the star and try to get a hold of the Cowboys head coach and see what that was all about.
I don't see how we're going to get him. He's probably in coaches' meetings.
The Star, home of the Dallas Cowboys Football Club. How may I direct your call?
Jason Garrett, please.
This is Coach Garrett.
Hey, Coach Garrett. It's the Musers at the ticket.
I'm having to pull a shift at the front desk. Jerry's orders.
Oh, he's really ticked after the loss, huh?
Jerry's orders, yeah. Yeah. Jerry's not very happy about the outcome, not only the outcome of the game, but the result. Result as well.
Yeah, you shouldn't be that happy either after being down 31-3 at one point in that game.
No, I was very depressed during the game. Very depressed. It was my first time experiencing human emotion.
First time.
Did you like my vacant stare into the middle distance?
Yes.
That was a particularly effective look. It was very effective. Also, not only did I experience depression during the game, I experienced anger. Your human emotion of anger.
Yeah, how did that feel?
It's very angry, and when you make a robot very angry, bad things can happen. Bad things can happen.
Yeah, like a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, my engineered carbon fiber cyborg arms are able to lift a Volkswagen over my head and hurl it at teenagers in parked cars doing third base to each other.
Oh, what? My goodness.
I can do that. My hands can crush tennis balls in opening TV sequences. Very powerful hands. I can also run faster than speeding trains, and I can jump tall training facilities in a single bound. So believe me when I tell you, I had mercy. Mercy on that referee when I threw that piece of red textile towards the Earth's crust in front of him.
It could have been much worse.
I could have thrown it through the Earth's mantle and made it come out the other side.
Oh, my gosh.
Or some Chinese would have picked it up walking down the street.
Oh, man.
I didn't do that.
Well, did you use bad language, too? Apparently you did.
Yeah, I engaged cussing programs. And I told them that if I saw something else that didn't go our way, I was going to force him to eat some BF and blueberries.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Your go-to phrase.
My go-to phrase, right. Right. And then he threw the flag. About something that I did. I think it was the whole BF and blueberries.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, that explains it. We were all wondering what you said.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure if Jerry's going to give me another contract. Hmm. And I want another contract, and I'm not sure if he's going to give it to me. And I think it's not only because of the way I threw the red textile, but also because Dak Prescott's just a bad quarterback.
Oh, don't say that.
He's not
Come
a bad
on.
Quarterback.
For some reason, I have to take in the shorts because of that.
Don't bail on your quarterback.
So I'm preparing for not getting renewed.
Okay.
No, don't do that.
Well,
I'm interviewing for other jobs.
That might be smart.
Actively updating my LinkedIn, and I'm interviewing for other jobs. And later today, I'm going to jog down to Burnet, Texas, to interview to be the new head coach at Smoking for Jesus Ministry.
All right, we're not sure if that job's open or not.
Smoking for Jesus, man, they got a good program in all three phases.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Three phases: the phase of the Father, and the phase of the Son, and the phase of the Holy Ghost.
They're right. Yeah. Those are their three phases.
And Coach Frazier on the hot seat down there.
He is.
Hot seat the right way.
Well, yeah, two straight losses. I bet you're starting to feel just a little bit of heat around here.
Feeling the heat, and the only way to get through these tough losses is by leaning on the process.
Oh.
Leaning on the process. And by the process, I mean the way we play football.
Yeah.
And by football, I mean the process.
Yeah.
And by the process, I mean playing football.
Right.
And by football, I mean the game that's played on a 100-yard field. And by 100-yard field, I mean a field that has two 50-yard fields back-to-back.
Mm. Right.
And by back-to-back, I mean adjacent.
Right.
By adjacent, I mean next to each other. other.
We get all that.
Next
yeah.
to each other, I mean beside. And by beside, I mean I'm beside myself that we lost. And the only way to deal with the loss is to lean on the process. And lean on the process, I mean we play football.
Oh, football, somebody unplug him. Not even somebody unplug him.
By football, play the game. 100-yard field. 100-yard field mean 2 feet. The yard field's back-to-back. By back-to-back, it malfunction. Malfunction.
Uh-oh.
Malfunction. Blow-up time.
Oh, no.
Self-destruct.
Uh-oh. May have to elevate Chris Richard this next weekend.
The loss well.